The panel included emergency personnel and mayors Ray Nagin of New Orleans and Joseph Riley of Charleston. Their cities had been submerged under many feet of water following major hurricanes. Hurricane Hugo struck Charleston in 1989, and Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans on August 29th. The discussion opened with Nagin looking back on what New Orleans could have done differently before Katrina brought the worst hurricane damage in U.S. history.
We had everything planned for the big one. And the big one was to get as many people out, to get them in shelters of last resort, wait it out 3 days, and then hopefully the cavalry would come. Well, the cavalry never came. So I would never plan again to depend upon the cavalry.
Nagin explained there was a lack of urgency, especially in the federal government's response. Michael Lauder was part of the panel. He's a deputy director of response with the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Lauder said FEMA was pre-positioned to respond, but the magnitude of the disaster was unexpected. He said, in retrospect, FEMA could have done more for the city.
Better coordination with their shelters of last resort, and making sure that things like that were in place, that evacuations were in place, and again, making a more deliberate effort pre-landfall to supporting them.
North Carolina's Secretary of Crime Control and Public Safety, Brian Beatty, agreed. He said local government is not equipped to handle disasters of Katrina's magnitude.
So you have to assume, and which is what we do in North Carolina, assume that they'll be immediately overwhelmed. And so you have to pre-position resources in the area that you anticipate will be affected. Using all the resources you have at the state level and requesting the appropriate resources from the federal government.
Charleston's Joseph Riley emphasized he didn't want to blame FEMA, but he said the federal government has to take the lead in major disasters.
During the emergency time of this extreme devastation, the immediate resources of the national government need to be coming instantly, and that should be tasked to the military.
Riley said the military should keep alert when forecasts call for disastrous weather so that they're ready to help right away. Riley says Congress and the Bush administration don't have the energy nor the focus to fix what he calls a big gaping hole in the emergency response system.
I'm not pointing fingers. I just feel a duty that if a Category 5 hurricane hits our country next year and the same thing happens, I don't want to say, Joe, why didn't you speak up? I've been speaking up since 1989, and then I sit there and watch it happen again this year.
Nagin suggested a plan.
Where the President of the United States says, I'm going to put together a panel of governors and local mayors and county officials and what have you, and we're going to come up with a joint procedure that everybody agrees to, we're going to have some more disasters.
But Nagin said officials in Washington are slow to respond. He says local government leaders need to be the laxative that cuts through what he calls the constipation in Washington.
And the way we get that going is we need to be talking about this. Congress is focused on Iraq, on budget deficits, and they're making some very dangerous decisions.
The panel took questions and tips from the audience of mostly mayors and city government personnel. Baton Rouge Mayor Kip Holden had a list of complaints about FEMA's lack of response. The city just north of New Orleans took in a significant number of Katrina evacuees, and its population doubled after Katrina hit. At the conclusion, Nagin said Katrina coming along years after Hugo only served to highlight a complacency in government.
And I would encourage you, I would implore you to write your congressman, write the president, write your governor, and make sure that they press this issue so that this nation gets a comprehensive plan and process, but there needs to be more of a sense of urgency.
Riley said everyone has to make sure that the federal government is ready when disaster strikes again. A very likely scenario as forecasters make steady predictions of stronger hurricanes in the future. For WFAE News, I'm Simone Orendine.